Do keep Psalm 62 in front of you as we consider it now, but first let's turn to God and ask for his help as we open his word together. Let's pray. Father, we give you thanks for your life-giving, life-transforming word. As we come to it now, we ask that you would open our hearts to receive it, open our ears to hear. Lord, we pray that you would speak. Help us to understand your word, to believe it, to apply it so that we may more faithfully follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I wonder if you've ever taken part in one of these. It's a trust fall. It's something that often is done on youth weekends or at youth groups or at corporate away days. And of course, the idea is that it builds trust between people. And so somebody is told to stand up on a chair or a high place, to turn around, to close their eyes, and to fall back, trusting that somebody or a group of people will be there to catch them. Now, if you've ever done this, you will know there are a number of questions that go through your mind just before you fall back. Are the group ready? Are they paying attention? Are there enough of them to catch me? How far is the nearest hospital? But usually, it all goes okay, and the person is caught, and trust is built. Now, a quick search on YouTube will show you it doesn't always go well, and I guess you could say in those moments, the person put their trust in the wrong thing. Trust is a big thing, isn't it? We know that saying that it can take a long time to build it, but it can take just a moment to break it. And this morning, our psalm is all about trust, who and what we trust in, particularly in difficult times. Sometimes a psalm will have a heading that will tell you why the psalm was written in response to a certain event. We don't have that in Psalm 62, but we do have some helpful clues of what's happening in verse 3. David writes, "How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down this leaning wall, this tottering fence?" And so David is under attack from an enemy, probably his own son, who's looking to take his throne. And obviously, David feels vulnerable. He calls himself a leaning wall, a tottering fence, neither of which are secure or steadfast. And while we might not have people attacking us, there are situations in life that can make us feel like a leaning wall or a tottering fence. Maybe that's even how you have come to church this morning. Something that is causing you great worry and anxiety, causing you to feel like a leaning wall. Troubles at home, insecurity at work, waiting for test results, mental health issues. We're going to learn this morning from this psalm that in difficult times, peace comes from trusting in God alone. And I've got three headings to help us to see that. Trusting God brings security, trusting God brings rest, and trusting God brings contentment. Friends, this psalm gives us a vocabulary of faith in a fallen world. And so these truths are meant to be memorized and internalized. But these truths are also meant to offer us stability of soul. So here's our first point this morning. Trusting God brings security. I think one of the worst sounds to be woken up to in the middle of the night is a house alarm, particularly your own house alarm. This happened to us a while ago. The alarm went off, and so I jumped up and put the code into the keypad to stop it from annoying the neighbors. But then I had that thought. What caused the alarm to go off? As far as I was concerned, everything was secure. The doors were locked, the windows were closed. But suddenly the house felt less secure than before. It felt even less secure when my wife Jenny said, "Are you going to go downstairs and check out what's happening?" But thankfully, there was no issue. But in those moments, everything felt less secure. And we like security, don't we? Whether it's in our jobs or in our relationships, our houses, we like to think our money is secure. And when things aren't as secure as we would like, we start to feel a bit vulnerable, don't we? And that's how David is feeling in this psalm this morning. He's feeling vulnerable because of his circumstances. But let's look at how he deals with that feeling. And so in verses 1 and 2, David preaches to his troubled soul. And there's a sense of calm and stillness to his words. "Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken." And so the start of this psalm is all about trusting and finding security in God. Remember, David is the king, and yet it's not himself or it's not his position that he finds security in. It's God. David says God is his rock and his fortress. He uses those words many times throughout the Psalms. He knows this to be true. God is his rock and his refuge. He's been that for him in the past, and so he can be that for him now. You know, often during difficult times, we hear people say, "Well, so-and-so was a real rock," maybe a family member or a loved one or a friend. And what they mean is that that's someone that they can rely on, somebody who was there for them, somebody who stuck with them and really helped them. And that's what David is saying here. He's saying, "God is my rock. He's the one that I can fully and truly rely on." And he knows that his salvation comes from God. God has saved him and delivered him from battles and enemies in the past. But of course, as we read those words, we think of a different salvation, don't we? As David lives before the cross, he thinks about the earthly battles that he faces. And yet when we read those words, we think about the true king, the true and better David. Jesus, who rescued us and saved us from sin and destruction through his life, death, and resurrection. And so because of what Jesus has done, our sin can be forgiven. God's wrath has been satisfied, our relationship is restored, and he promises us that secure future in heaven. Friends, people turn to all sorts of things to find security and help. And yet, in this psalm, it's very clear God is the only one who can provide us with true security, with eternal security. And we know he is trustworthy. We know this is true because we've seen it in the person of Jesus. And so because David thinks about God as he knows that God is his salvation, he is his rock, he is his fortress, he's able to say, "I will never be shaken." Great words of confidence and trust in the Lord. And friends, if we trust in God, then we too can say those words. We know that he has saved us from sin, from destruction. We know that he is our rock, he is our fortress, that no matter what we face in this life, our eternal future is secure with him. He is our safe place. He is an ever-present help in trouble. Is that the God that you know? Is that the God that you have turned to for help, for salvation, for security? Trusting God brings security. Here's our second point this morning then. Trusting God brings rest. Augustine of Hippo, he's one of the early church fathers, skilled speaker and writer, made a great impact on the early Christian church. He continues to make an impact on us today. After a really long struggle, he embraced the Christian faith. And in his book, Confessions, he writes this amazing statement that captures the heart of Psalm 62. You may have heard it. It's kind of a preacher's favorite quote, but I'm going to share it with you today because it's just so good and so relevant. He writes, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in you." So that's what David is talking about in this section of the psalm. And I'm sure there are many of us who can testify to this morning, but before we came to God, before we gave our lives to him, perhaps we were just really frazzled and didn't understand what was going on around us. We were really unsettled in our soul. But when we gave our lives to him, we got this sense of peace. In verse 5, David reaffirms what he said in verse 1. "Yes, my soul find rest in God, my hope comes from him." And so David knows that as he rests in God, as he turns to him, he can deal with the trials that are in front of him. And so rather than being tossed about in the storms of life, he can rest secure, knowing that God is with him. I was speaking to somebody recently who had quite a serious heart operation. And we were just talking about their experience and reflecting on it. And she said to me, "You know, I knew God was with me. And I had a great sense of peace." Maybe you've experienced something like that yourself. You've known the Lord's peace when you faced something difficult. That's what David is talking about here in this psalm. And as David dwells on who God is and what God has done for him, he becomes more confident, and it brings rest to his anxious heart. But there's always a battle between what we experience and what we know, isn't there? And so sometimes we let our emotions or our feelings guide us. And yet we always need to remember the truths of God's word. We need to remember who God has revealed himself to be, particularly in difficult times. And David reminds himself of some wonderful truths about God. He's his rock, he's his refuge. And so rather than focusing on his circumstances, what's happening around them, David is able to turn to God. He turns his thoughts, he turns his heart to God. I think there's a lesson for us in that as well. David uses the word "my" 8 times in verses 5 to 7 when talking about God. He says, "My hope is from him, my rock, my salvation, my fortress, my glory, my rock, my refuge." And so you see, David knows God personally. And so that enables him to rest. And so if we want to know that rest, if we want to experience that rest, then we need to know God personally as well. But how can we do that? Well, Jesus holds out the offer of rest, doesn't he? Matthew 11, "Come to me, all who are burdened and weary, and I will give you rest." So if you are here this morning, if you're feeling just weary and burned out, if you're feeling restless or discontent, Jesus says, come. Come find rest for your soul. Find rest from running from me, from trying to do better, to trying to be better. Find rest in my embrace. In verse 8, there's an interesting change of focus. David then turns to other people and he says, "Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge." And so David then turns to other people and says, God can be the same for you. Turn to him. Know him as your rock and your refuge. Friends, as Christians, we have this wonderful opportunity to speak words of hope to this anxious and weary world. As we look at our friends, our family, our work colleagues, we can see they're not at rest. They're looking for something, anything to give them rest. It's God alone who can give rest to anxious and troubled hearts. And so what opportunity we have to say to people, turn to God, pour out your heart to him. He is a refuge for you. Maybe you could do that this week by sharing a verse or text or sending a letter or a Christian book. But why don't you encourage someone this week to pour out their heart to God, the one who knows them and cares for them. And then finally this morning, trusting God brings contentment. In verse 9, David says, the lowborn are but a breath, the highborn are but a lie. He's talking about status and social position. Those things are of no use. He goes on to say, talk about power and riches. Well, you can't put your hope in those things either. Those things will simply disappoint you. Contentment is found in a true relationship with God alone. It's what we are made for. So it's only by coming to him, by resting in him, that we find that true contentment. God is the one who provides all that we need in this life. Security of life to come, provision for our needs, our daily bread, that inner peace needed for happiness. And of course, our greatest need, our salvation from our sin. God alone is worthy of our trust. He alone can bring and give true contentment. How do we know this to be true? Well, look at those final two verses. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love. And so this is the foundation of our faith. God has the power to save and help us, but he also has the love and the desire to do so. During his time of trouble, David waited and trusted. He remembered who God was, and that resulted in worship. I wonder, will we do the same? When those days of difficulty come, will we wait on God? Will we trust him? Will we remember who he is? And will we worship him? Let me just finish with a really quick story. 300 years ago, Anne Steele, a hymn writer, suffered tragedy after tragedy. Her mother died when she was 3. She was involved in an accident in her early life, which left her paralyzed all of her days. Her fiancé drowned in a river the day before their wedding. Anne was only 21 at the time. How do you keep going when life is difficult? How do you keep going when you seem to face one difficulty after another? Well, the answer is found in Psalm 62. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. And one of Anne's hymns captures this beautifully. Dear refuge of my weary soul, on you when sorrows rise, on you when waves of trouble roll, my fainting hope relies. To you I tell each rising grief, for you alone can heal. Your word can bring a sweet relief for every pain I feel. But oh, when gloomy doubts prevail, I fear to call you mine. When springs of comfort seem to fail, all my hopes decline. Yet, gracious Lord, where shall I flee? You are my only trust, and still my soul will cling to you, though I am prostrate in the dust. It's clear that for Anne, like David, her hope was in God. Friends, our hope can be in him too. He is the source of hope and peace now and in the life to come. God alone is our deepest, truest refuge. And therefore, in the storms of life, when they swirl around us, let us urge our souls to cling to God, to trust in him. Because in difficult times, peace comes from trusting in God alone. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that you are our rock and our refuge, the one who we can find security and rest in when the storms of life, when the troubles of life swirl around us. Forgive us, Lord, for looking to other things for comfort and strength. In the week ahead, Lord, help us to find rest in you. Help us to point others to you. Help us to point them to you so they can cry out to you, to put their hope in your Son. And we thank you for the salvation that is found in him. And what more do we need, Lord? For in him and through him, we have you, our rock and our fortress. Amen.